Hey, it's Pastor Mike. Are you a Bible nerd like I am? Well, even if you're not, I know you're really going to love our podcast called Bible Threads with Dr. Bruce Becker. Bruce is a friend and a colleague at Time of Grace, and he's a great teacher of the Bible. In his podcast, he uncovers the threads that run through the scriptures from beginning to end, and I'm not exaggerating when he will help you dig deeper than ever before into God's Word. He's going to inspire you to live with greater confidence and joy as he does. So just search for Bible Threads wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I once read a story about a 67-year-old woman who went into an Atlanta area hospital for a scheduled and relatively routine exam. But after the exam, rather than being taken back to her room, she was mistakenly taken back to a room on the wrong floor. And so the next day, rather than being released as was the plan, she was actually taken from the room that wasn't hers for open heart surgery that she didn't need. She was actually on the operating table for more than an hour before the doctors realized the mistake. Thankfully, it was before too much damage had been done. It's kind of a scary thought, isn't it? Going in for a routine exam and getting open heart surgery instead. And yet I can't help but think that's how a certain man felt when he came to Jesus with what seemed like a simple question. He asked Jesus, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Seems like a pretty routine question. I'm guessing that just about every Christian could come up with a pretty good answer to that question. And yet, in response, Jesus eventually said to this man, "Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven." This is another one of these shocking sound bites that came from Jesus. Did that man really need to do that in order to get to heaven? And maybe more importantly, do we? Well, the thing we need to realize is that Jesus was performing open heart surgery on this guy, you might say. This man came to Jesus thinking that when it came to the commands that God expected him to keep, he was about 9/10 of the way there. He came to Jesus looking for just a little bit of help with that extra little bit that he still needed to do. And yet Jesus wanted him to see that when it came to those commands, he hadn't even gotten past the very first one. The very first commandment is to love God above all things. And so Jesus used his words to slice this man's heart wide open and help him see that what he really loved more than anything else was not God, but his money. Jesus still wants to slice us open and perform open heart surgery on us, you might say. And it's not primarily so that we can see what's inside of our hearts that might be coming between us and God and somehow clean up our acts or straighten up our lives. No, instead, Jesus wants us to see just how impossible it is for us to keep the commands God expects us to keep. Jesus wants us to see just how much we need him for help. Unfortunately, this man didn't seem to get that, and so he walked away from Jesus sad because of how much he loved his money. But thankfully, Jesus' disciples, who overheard this conversation, they understood. When the man walked away, they asked Jesus, "Who then can be saved? If this guy, who seemed like such a good and moral person, if he couldn't be saved, then who in the world can?" And that's when Jesus responded with one more soundbite that we always need to remember. Yes, if left to ourselves, being good enough to be in God's presence would be absolutely hopeless. But thankfully, Jesus leaves us with good news. Jesus came to solve that problem by being our Savior. And so Jesus answered their question this way. "Who can be saved?" Jesus said, "With man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Let's pray. Jesus, when we listen to some of the sharp and shocking things you say, it might seem as though life with you is impossible. Fill us with confidence that you have already done perfectly everything we could not. In your name we pray. Amen.